The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Okay, the reason why the music is running
is because it's very difficult to control yourself when you read a wish where every single paragraph gets worse and worse for somebody who has just tried to get by.
Yeah.
And under extraordinary circumstances.
This one is,
maybe we should talk to her.
This one's heavy. Tony, there's the number. Give her a call. Sam, you're gonna have to be bummy and help.
Oh. Hello.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Yes, speaking.
Carolyn, do you know who's phoning?
No.
Okay, it is Sam Cowan and a very weepy Jeremy Mansfield from Hot 919. Good morning.
I'm not rude. Good morning. Hi.
Well, we want to tell you, you have got a beautiful friend in Justine.
She
wrote in a beautiful letter for you, and I'm just going to read you a little bit so you know what she said. She said that your husband was diagnosed with cancer a year ago, Paul, and he unfortunately passed away less than 2 months ago, hey?
Yes, that's right. The 26th of October.
And that's left you alone with your two boys, Kyle, who's 17, and apparently has quite a lot of difficulties, eh?
Yes, he does. He's severely disabled. He's got, he's chromosome disorder, he's 17, in a wheelchair, doesn't talk, doesn't walk. But, yeah, he's Kyle.
And Tyler, who's 8?
Tyler's 8, yes.
And we also know, because Justine told us, that Paul ran his own business and you worked with him. But now you've got to close it and you've got to start looking for another job.
Yeah.
At this time of year.
But I need to do that,
And all this time, you've been looking after Kyle, because as much as he's lovely, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
It is. It is a lot of work. I do have some help with his school he goes to, but yeah, it gets hard.
Tell me about a typical day in the life of Kyle.
I wake up, we get him ready for school. Obviously, he's a lot of lifting because he's getting quite heavy now. Till about 1 o'clock. Then he's going home. I can't really say. They do a lot for him at school, but, at the stimulation center. But then once he's home, he's just very bored and limiting with him, and he's a bit limited, and that's a day in the life of Carl.
And what's a day in the life of Carolyn?
Looking after Carl and Tyler, which is absolutely fine. That's hectic. Getting up, taking kids to school, coming back, running the business, going back to fetch Kyle, coming back, running the business while I've got the kids here, but obviously that's no longer. But, I've got used to it, I suppose. For me, it's not a big issue. It really isn't, my kids.
Yeah. It does become, Carolyn, it does become something that becomes part of your life and lifestyle. And I'm saying this from a place where I understand what you're talking about, because I'm part of a family that has a mentally disabled brother as well. So you know what has to happen in life, and it sort of carries on. It sort of carries on, doesn't it?
Sorry, I didn't hear you there.
It sort of carries on. Life
it does. Life does carry on. You get used to it. It becomes, Carl wouldn't be Carl if he was normal. I'll say that in inverted commas, but he wouldn't. He's some other child, so, Carl's got what he's got, and it's just part of his identity.
The one thing you did mention while we were speaking to Sam was you said one of the things that is difficult is lifting him up, and that's why we on Justine's prodding.
Yeah.
let's call it prodding. Justine prodded us. Okay.
As Justine would.
That's why we got hold of Ilse Dupree and the people at CM Mobility. Good morning, Ilse. How are you doing?
Good morning. Hi, Ilse. Carolyn. Hi, Ilse. How are you? I'm okay. I'm in a bit of shock, but I'm okay.
Okay, well, Carolyn, keep holding the phone.
Hold on to the phone. Ilse, won't you go through what we're going to do here from this mobility point of view?
Yeah, so as you read Caroline's story, and I've actually met Carolyn and Carl before, so we helped them with a wheelchair, I really know what a difference a hoist will make in a life. So really gives me great, great pleasure to say that we're going to donate a hoist to Carolyn and Kyle. I'm just so happy we can do this.
Oh, thank you so, so much. It is wonderful. It is wonderful.
Ilse, I think we have done Christmas Wish. I don't know how many years, but I think it's the first time that I've ever heard somebody who's granting the wish actually bursting into tears.
Ilse is wonderful, though. Ilse is wonderful, and thank you so much, Ilse. It is absolutely wonderful.
And what
I think it's wonderful to work as a company, because we deal with a lot of disabled people. But in Carolyn's case, there's just something special. Carolyn, you're just such a remarkable woman. And in this time of the year, it's really amazing that we could help you. Yeah, so we'll be delivering the hoist later today.
Oh, thank you so, so much, Ulva. That's really in my back. Thanks you too.
So you're actually doing it today?
Right. Thank you so much.
Ilse, you guys at CM Mobility, we've worked with before.
So many times, actually.
Yeah. We've done so many Christmas wishes with you guys. And once again, thank you very, very much for coming to the party.
Wonderful. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Ilse, thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you all.
Carolyn, stay on the line, because it is – a lot of people don't realize that this radio station is a non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. What we do is we run a radio station. We pay all of our costs.
Yeah.
But every single cent that we make in profit goes back to charity.
Yeah.
And I think it's as a result of that, that we attract the sort of listeners that we have to this radio station.
Tell Carolyn. Or shall I tell Carolyn?
I think you should.
So Carolyn, we had an anonymous listener. And this particular person is sponsoring Kyle's school fees for the whole of next year to the value of...
Oh, Maui, that is absolutely wonderful.
For the whole thing, for everything, for all of his school fees for next year. So that gives you a little bit of a break in terms of finances, and hopefully that really helps you.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
It was actually amazing. This particular lady phoned in and just said, I don't want my name to be made public. But I would like to sponsor this particular wish.
I don't know what to say. Thank you so, so, so much. It really will help.
You don't have to say a thing. What we're also going to do is we're going to throw in a gift card for the family from Hot Cares to the value of 10,000 rand as well.
Oh, my word.
Because you guys should have a Christmas. It's going to be tough enough as it is, but please, we just want you to have as good a Christmas as you possibly can.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm speechless. Thank you.
Carolyn, you can remain speechless. It's
thank you so much, Jeremy. And thank you so much, Sam. Thank you to Hot 91. You guys really are wonderful.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What a beautiful Christmas.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.